has become an essential capability for the U.S. intelligence community, extended U.S. intelligence community, as well as our partners to share information and collaborate across agencies and then conduct business in general. One way to look at them is think of the social media for the intelligence community, and you have IntelLink. I could call up and show you a picture of the different things, but they basically have iVideo, IIR, which is a chat capability. They have eChirp, which is a Twitter-like capability. They're in there, IntelliPedia, which is the Wikipedia for intelligence. And this IntelLink U provides these capabilities, these tools, and much more than that, by the way, and provides these tools and these capabilities for extended partners in the unclassified environment.
So the users aren't just the intelligence community, but could be someone who's outside the intelligence community but maybe needs to share information or to communicate with people in the intelligence world.
Interesting thing. And this is not necessarily IntelLink U, but this is IntelLink as a source. It can be people that have a need for that for their mission-related purpose. It is for the extended intelligence community that is out there. There are certain law enforcement search capabilities that provide for that capability. Say the intelligence portion of a law enforcement agency that can get in there and get the information. And it provides real-time information in a collaborative environment for all of them. Again, it's in the unclassified environment, but it's in the protected unclassified environment.
So now this expansion of IntelLink U to use PIV cards or HSPD-12 cards, what does that mean? Meaning you blogged about it. Does it just mean that they're going to open the door to more people, or is it just makes it easier to log on and access the tools?
It's kind of all the above, because it also is, it's much like the backend attribute exchange. It's part of identity management, or it's part of IDAM or FICAM or ICAM, in the fact that it validates credentials, it validates identity. So as of June, IntelLink U accepts DoD Common Access cards or CAC cards for this and soft tokens. And they also accept the Personal Identity Verification cards or PIV cards from 1, Department of Homeland Security, 2, Department of State, and 3, Department of the Treasury. And they're about to start accepting the PIV cards for access from Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Department of Veteran Affairs, and Department of Health and Human Services. So the HSPD-12, or the Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, required that federal agencies issue personnel PKI credentials for physical and logical access to unclassified federal information systems. By accepting this PIV card through there, it provides their credentials in an automated fashion, provides ease of access, and bringing it in so that it's done. Doing this, then basically it provides the recognition at the front door. And IntelLink did this as a standard, adapted the HSPD-12 as a standard. It reduced the dependence on IntelLink provisioned accounts. And then it leveraged their agency's authoritative HSPD-12 processes and to validate the users. Ease of access, at the same time, it gives you the verification that the people have the right, the authority, and permissions to get into the network and to use the resources. Once again, responsible information sharing.
How significant is it that IntelLink U is expanding its acceptance of PIV cards from different agencies? Is this that's good, or is this a major change?
It's not a major change. It's a major event that's going on. It's a major benefit to the user community for IntelLink. It eases their use to use it, while at the same time protecting the information, protecting the environment, and adding protections in place that need to be there. It's a part of safeguarding that was missing before. A lot of times you can have draconian methods to enforce your safeguarding. This is a non-draconian method of enforcing the safeguarding, but really provides a high level of authentication and verification. It demonstrates one of IntelLink's guiding principles for identity. Credential once, credential at the edge, and trust the credential. And what that means is HSPD-12 users have seamless access to IntelLink U at that point in time. What it does, it meets federal standards, simplifies the user's experience, okay, and strengthens the cybersecurity. I'll stand on my soapbox one more time, responsible information sharing.
We can talk cyber, we can talk identity management, but from your perspective, since you sit in the information sharing environment, what are you seeing? What trends does this show?
I see the federal community as a whole, along with our state, local partners, local and tribal partners, are actually moving towards the acceptance and implementation of identity management. Implementing the FICAM across all fabrics is one of the primary directives that we're doing. These are pieces of the puzzle that help to do that, that bring it in place. Folks are starting to be serious about implementing these standards. It provides its tools in your toolkit, very big tools that are there, and very good tools. I see as it's advancing the overall capability for the federal government, for all whole of nation, whole of government, okay, to implement a ICAM capability, okay? And there are different definitions. You have ICAM, FICAM, and IDAM. They're all basically boiled down to the same thing. It's identity, credentialing, access, and attribute management that you want to take care of.
Somebody could sit back and say, well, there's a lot more impetus for federal government agencies to really focus on identity management, access control, roles and responsibilities. There's been two obviously very high profile releases of classified data. Obviously, we're talking WikiLeaks here as well as the Edward Snowden case. Obviously, but these initiatives have been in place well before those two became public. But do you see a connection, meaning are people paying attention to it more? Is it higher on their radar because there's been these two high profile leaks? Again, not to say they're connected, but to say that it becomes a higher priority because certain things happen that makes people pay closer attention to these types of issues.
That's a definite. The fact of the matter is the attention was being paid to it all along, and we were moving forward. I didn't, and neither did any of these organizations, change our focus or our methodology based upon those two particular cases. We were taking it serious all along that was moving forward. What those two cases do is bring it out into the public eye more and bring it out into the public more. And yes, it gains more attention that way. But really, something like this has been underway for this entire administration and before this administration it was in place. And we're making some significant advances right now is what we're doing.
There's obviously identity management. HSPD-12 has been around for about 8 or 9 years, and there's definitely been a slow roll with it. And there's several reasons why. None of it necessarily has to do with your office specifically.
Right.
And the push for secure information sharing has been a pretty strong push again for several years. But it just seems like there's a lot of things coming together at one time now. And again, that and then the recognition seem to be, I'll use an overused cliche, a perfect storm.
Well, let's just say that the visibility does promote it. The visibility does gain attention. The visibility does provide an impetus to move forward and a realization that you need to move forward with it. Would this have solved those situations and prevented them 100% proof? I couldn't tell you, to be perfectly honest with you. I would doubt it seriously, but it would go a long way in the prevention and a long way in the auditing, and it may have. You know, you just don't know. Yeah, but the impetus right now and has been is to move this along. FICAM, to implement FICAM across all the fabrics, okay, is a priority, is one of the priority objectives that are out there, the national strategy, and we're moving forward with it. And it is going to happen. Where years ago, I would have said it never happened in my lifetime. I'm saying it is going to happen in my lifetime now. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train coming after me. It's actually a light that we can achieve and we can make it.